Welcome to SwampSwampy.com, sports commentary and more. Today, it's Fan Fiendly. In Thursday night's Game 4 of the American League Championship Series between the New York Yankees and the visiting Houston Astros, several of the hometown Yankees fans hurled some very personal insults at Astros starting pitcher Zach Greinke while he was warming up in the bullpen prior to the start of the game. Yankee fans, well known for their boisterous behavior to give their beloved home team any possible advantage, ramped up from the normal familiar parody of "You stink," or a derivative thereof, to deliver a much more personal type of insult aimed at the Astros pitcher. The 35-year-old Greinke has admitted that he suffers from a personal anxiety disorder and from depression. While the Astros pitcher was warming up in the bullpen prior to Thursday night's Game 4, a group of Yankees fans blasted some rather sarcastic comments about his medical condition and his medications. The goal of such chants, including a few about his mother, are designed to get the pitcher thinking about something other than the game at hand. It almost worked. Greinke started the first inning in New York by allowing 3 bases on balls, giving up 1 run in the process in the first inning. However, his pitching steadied after that, and the Astros pounded the Yankees 8-3 to grab a 3-1 lead in the American League Championship Series matchup. After the game, Greinke said, I didn't hear anything. Earlier in the series, Houston Astros outfielder Josh Reddick reported that the zealous Yankee fans had pelted the outfield with plastic water bottles and a few baseballs nearby. Astros manager A.J. Hinch said that he will pull the team off the field if Yankee fans do that again. Well, maybe the Yankee fans should cool it as they're now 0-2 at home during this series and heading into Friday night's game number 5. If you play for the home team, it is great to have the spirit and passion of your fans behind you. Sometimes, though, there's a fine line between supporting your team and having fun and becoming a nuisance or a problem. On Saturday in Starkville, Mississippi, the LSU Tigers football team will be serenaded by 65,000 Mississippi State fans loudly ringing cowbells to cause confusion and distract the visiting players between plays. In Baton Rouge, though, the LSU student section is well known to spew a few of their own unfriendly chants toward visiting teams as well. And speaking of LSU, a very zealous 19-year-old University of Alabama freshman football fan actually called the Baton Rouge Police Department during last Saturday night's LSU and Florida game to report a bomb at the stadium. Now, why did he do that? He said that his friend was losing a bet once LSU pulled away to win the game 42-28. He simply wanted to stop the game and save the bet. Seriously? The Baton Rouge police treated that threat as legitimate and promptly responded. Fortunately, the game continued on and the 103,000 fans didn't appear to know about the threat at all. And also fortunately, the young Bama fan was quickly located, arrested, and now he faces a possible jail term of 10 to 20 years for this juvenile prank. Yes, some fans really can be that dumb. 20 years ago in the city of brotherly love, Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Michael Irvin took a severe shot to the head and neck from Philadelphia's defensive players and he laid flat on the surface of Philly's artificial turf. The Eagles fans actually cheered. Though the injury effectively ended Michael Irvin's football career, he's just fine now. It cemented Philadelphia's fans as among the most cruel and fervent of all of sports. Duke University's fanatical basketball fans are affectionately known as Cameron Crazies, and they're pretty smart and do their homework prior to every home game. In a game against Brown University, the Cameron Crazies fans shouted, "UPS! UPS!" when the Brown team was being introduced prior to the game. Now that's pretty clever. Late in games against in-state rival North Carolina State, which happens to be an agricultural school, the Duke fans will chant, "Start the tractor! Start the tractor!" at the end of the game once the victory is assured for the home Blue Devils. Now, several years ago, a talented but overweight college basketball player from Florida State was greeted by the Cameron Crazies with chants of, "Please don't eat me!" and when he went to the free throw line. Funny? Yes. But enthusiastic fans do walk a fine line in support of their favorite team. When the pressure is rising and the alcohol in their system rises as well, some fans may resort to desperate measures in order to boost the home team's chances. Fans hurling plastic water bottles or other objects at opposing players can be quite dangerous. Spewing personal insults may feel creative and sound funny to some fans. Neither usually produces the desired results. Right, Yankee fans? I'm Swamp Swami. See you next time.